Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to cruise through hour number two. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Remember that normal data rates apply. It is time now to go to our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And once again, joining us in studio, of course, is Andy Pondillo. Spring training tour, it does continue, and this time we're going to head out to the NL Central. I know that's what your favorite division, isn't it?
Yes, I miss the NL Central quite a bit. The Astros had a rough time there towards the end, generally a very competitive division. However, I feel like some teams have missed their window, and it's a division that's kind of restructuring right now.
Well, let's talk about and zero in on the Cincinnati Reds. In 2014, just as a recap, 76-86, fourth in the NL Central. Can they have a winning record this year?
Any team can have a winning record, but I don't think it's in the cards for them. They've started to begin the process of trying to restructure that team a bit. They traded Matt Latos to the Marlins. He was unhappy there. You know, he had a very good pitching staff there, and he still do. Johnny Cueto at the top, Homer Bailey at the top. These guys are studs. They're going to do their job. I don't trust that offense. I don't trust the back end of the rotation, and really, the team's in the worst position possible, in my opinion. That's in between. In between at least keeps you in the hunt in June and July, but you really don't have that realistic shot of getting into postseason play. You're not going to get a high draft pick. And the team really hasn't spent a lot of money outside of maybe Homer Bailey. So where do they go from here? Phillips is getting old. Votto, I don't know what's wrong with the guy. And then you also have Jay Bruce, who has come down quite a bit as well. So this team, if they all maxed out, if all these hitters played to their potential, they could have a dangerous offense, but it's just been too up and down for that organization.
You know, Andy, let me ask you this. I mean, you have to wonder how the rotation is going to shake out, because you were talking about some of these older players. I mean, four of last year's five primary starters are in the final year of their contract.
And that's a bigger reason to try and blow this thing up next year. I think the Reds got to start looking to completely rebuild this team. It doesn't mean you have to be horrible for 4 and 5 years. I feel like everybody, when they hear that word rebuild, they just cringe because they don't want to lose for 3 and 4 years. You don't have to. There's ways you can move the process along faster, but there's going to have to be a point where you bottom the organization out and say, we got to start over. And right now, I think the Reds are getting close to that point. Can they trade people at the deadline? Will Phillips, will he perform the way that he used to and be a hot commodity, a former best second baseman in the National League? Will a team still want him? You know, it's going to be questionable what they do from here. It's going to be a rough year for the Reds, and I hate to be in that position, because the Astros were in that position for a while here in Houston where they were kind of good. They weren't good enough, and that doesn't get the job done.
Are you optimistic about offensively? I mean, can they bounce back? I mean, despite the breakout season from third baseman last year in Todd Frazier, I mean, he was terrific, but they were at the lower or the bottom in terms of offensively in the
league. There should be a lot of power in that lineup. A couple years ago, this lineup, we're talking about this being the best lineup in the NL Central, maybe the National League. I remember as much as 2 years ago, I predicted this team was going to the World Series. Maybe I'm frustrated because I put a lot of stock into the Reds and they have failed. Joey Votto, he just doesn't look like the same guy. Jay Bruce still has that power bat. Occasionally he'll show it, but he's not consistent.
He had knee surgery, right?
Yeah, that's not good if you're playing in the corner outfield. It needs to be DHing somewhere. And then Todd Frazier, the third baseman, the slugging third baseman, I don't know if he duplicates those numbers again. And then Phillips, the leader of this team, can he do what he did a couple years ago? He's still a solid player. There are solid hitters in this lineup. It's not a horrible lineup. It shouldn't be. It's just not very good. It's just everything about this team reeks of 77 wins, and that's just not good.
Well, the NL Central, would you agree it is perhaps the weakest division, and perhaps this is a freebie year for the Cardinals?
See, a lot of people probably disagree if I said the NL Central is the weakest division. They may want to pick the NL East because of the Braves and the Phillies, and that could be true that they have the two worst teams in the National League, but as for just divisional strength from top to bottom, I really don't like the NL Central a lot this year. I feel like the Cardinals obviously have the most complete team, like they do every year. It doesn't matter what they do. They could find guys off the scrap heap and they'll go and hit 30 home runs. It's just absolutely incredible the way that team can develop talent. They are the Patriots of baseball. They're the Spurs of baseball. They always find a way to make whoever they get work. And everybody else in the division, there's just a lot of question marks. The Brewers, I don't know, the Ryan Braun, they lost Gallardo. What's this team doing? They're in the same position as the Reds. They almost need to just blow the thing up and, you know, start rebuilding. The Cubs, they're on an upswing. I think next year they're a legitimate contender. I think it's too early for them yet. Cardinals have too many veterans. They've been there. They've done that. It's going to be hard to beat them. And then we talk about the Pirates. Everybody always wants to root for the Pirates, the Cinderella story. They don't spend enough money. If you don't spend money, it's going to be hard to beat the Cardinals. The only way you're going to top the Cardinals consistently without spending money to get high-priced talent on your organization is you have to have an organization like the Cardinals, and the Pirates don't. Still a competitive team, but I think they come down a little bit this year.
Why have the Pirates fallen off? Because they had that terrific run in, 2013?
Well, they were good last year, too. They had a strong season. They have a good 1-5 rotation. Everybody would love to have that rotation or running out there. I just don't like their offense. And there's teams that can get away with having sketchy offense. We've seen the Giants do that, win World Series in the past. We've seen the Royals do that, get to the World Series last year. You know, the Pirates, they look for lightning in a bottle. They go out and get Corey Hart. They're hoping Pedro Alvarez can turn it around. They have a good young farm system. Can Josh Harrison, last year's 315 hitter, you know, came out of nowhere to have that 300 average and bump Pedro Alvarez from that third base position. So I don't know. There's guys in that lineup, much like a lot of teams, that could be good, but are they guaranteed to be good? Are they high-priced guys that you go out and get, and you're pretty sure what type of run production you're going to get out of them? I don't know, and it's a shame for McCutchen to be the best player in maybe the National League, but he has a lack of protection behind him in the lineup. If Pedro Alvarez can hit, if he can do what a lot of people think he can and not just vanish when he faces left-handed pitching, then maybe this team has a chance to once again get in a wild card. But I just don't see them running down the Cardinals.
Okay, so you bring up Pedro Alvarez. I mean, can he go from third to first?
I think he's going to be able to. I feel like that's an easier transition if you're already in the infield to go from third to first, just because infielders kind of have that reaction. It's just different. When you bring an outfielder in the first, I think it's a lot more difficult. Or if you take a first baseman and put them in the outfield, it's a lot more difficult just because the dynamic is so much different in those positions. First base is still going to be a learning curve. They say it's the easiest position, a lot of people say, in the infield. There's a lot of tricky angles at first, though, when you're throwing to the bases. And I'm sure you'll see some time, some lapses that Alvarez is going to have while he learns that position. What's nice is they have a guy who's played it a lot more than Alvarez, Corey Hart, who the Pirates acquired. I believe they're going to use him as a first baseman. You know, he could also play outfield as well as he tries to find a position, find himself in baseball again. If they got Corey Hart going, you know, that would be a huge asset to that offense.
Okay, so let's back up. With Alvarez, how long do you think it'll take for him to get comfortable? Because he had 25 errors last year, and that was the most in the majors.
Yeah, he had the thing at third base. That's what they call it, is where you just don't know how to make a throw to first anymore. It's not that you can't do it. It's not you're not physically able. It's just a mental thing. And there are certain players that have gotten the thing. There's catchers that couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher anymore. And it just continuously keeps happening. Ryan Zimmerman, another guy who suffered from the thing, playing first base for the Nationals this season. So he shouldn't have to worry about making a lot of throws over at first. But I would imagine it takes him a full season to really learn that position, to not just be okay at it, but if he's something he's really bought into, and I don't know Pedro, I've never talked to him, I haven't heard many interviews from him, but sometimes position players will say they'll change a position, but have they mentally bought into it? And that'll be a big question.
Of course, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they were 88-74, second in the NL Central. Andy Pondilla, what is your prediction? Can they win 90 this year?
I don't think so. I think they slipped down to about mid-80s. And, you know, with the National League this year, I think that second wild card slot is going to not be the best team out there. I think that there's a lot of mediocre teams in the National League this year. I think it's going to be highly competitive. I think it's going to be fun. But that, I think an 86 and 87 win team could actually get into a wild card position this year. So it's not far-fetched that the Pirates could contend once again for the wild card. I would just be frustrated if I rooted for that team. They don't do enough to truly compete with the Cardinals. You have this nucleus right now. You have a window, an expiration date on some of these players. While a team is still young, You never know. You never know if McCutcheon's going to get into an injury in 2 years. Joey Votto was supposed to be the greatest hitter, you know, since sliced bread for the Cincinnati Reds, and all of a sudden he fell off the map. So it can always change. I don't say go out and spend buttloads of money, but I say you probably want to try and re-sign your catcher, Russell Martin. And you probably want to go get another bat, a true run producer behind McCutcheon. I feel like they've really missed that opportunity.
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Quickly, as we close out our interview, tell the listeners where they can check out your work online.
That's climbingtowershill.com. The podcast is called Astro Chat.
Okay, MLB Spring Training Tour. It will continue next week with AP, our very own Andy Pondillo, right here at YSR. You stay close.